Oh, there's an apprehensive naked little trembling boy with his head in his hands. And there's an underestimated and impatient little girl raising
question. We all have never quite enough. If you're flawless, then you're in my love. Don't forget to win first place. Don't forget to keep that smile.
Last few songs were Mary Jane, Not the Doctor, Ironic, Wake Up, Forgiven, and Perfect, all by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Now, I don't have much left to say as we get to the end of the episode, other than I think about my point from earlier and at the beginning of the episode, which I guess is sort of the thesis statement of this episode, and how that is that how you're able to see that from this album and the songs I played. I've played basically the entire album out of order, but it stands still, it stands tall. But yeah, I'm going to play one more song here before ending the show and to send us off for the night. And again, just think about that song and how it stands for what I made, the point I made at the beginning of the episode, and how this song really projects that point through this album. But yeah, to end the show, I'm going to play All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette. Here it comes.
Sweater's on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted lies of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. Yeah.
And what I wouldn't give to find a soulmate, someone else to catch this drift. And what I wouldn't give to meet a kindred. Oh, 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 oh. Enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute. Enough about you. Let's talk about life for a while. The conflicts, the craziness, and the sound of pretense is falling.
Petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to dig the hole much deeper.
A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied. And all I really want is some justice.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the latest single by local jazz musician Oscar Evans called Crab Fight, released on February 16th. The new track is the first to be released from his upcoming completely improvised and self-recorded album entitled Sound Permutations, coming soon. Follow him at Oscar Mayfield Evans on Instagram to stay up to date with new releases and local shows. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Crab Fight by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Now, those last three songs were Do You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us in Prison, I'm Not Okay, I Promise, and The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance, all off of their second album. Now, I really like My Chemical Romance, obviously, as I've stated before, and I think they're a really cool band, and a really cool, I guess, emo band, even though they reject the label, because most of their albums, if not all of their albums, I think three out of the four studio albums they have are concept albums. They follow a storyline from start to finish, and I think that is telling of Gerard Way's sort of roots in comic books and comic book arcs when you think about how comic books tell their stories, which is cool. And I mean, Gerard Way would end up going on to produce television shows. I think he is credited as a creator of the Umbrella Academy Netflix show. But yeah, so if you have a chance, it's going to be hard to hear the concept album here on this show, but if you have a chance, seek out their second album and listen to that front to back on your own time and try to see if you can follow the story. I believe the story of the second album is it's two lovers and they die, and one goes to heaven and one goes to hell, and then the one in hell has to kind of fight his way back to be reunited. And then later, I'm going to play songs off of The Black Parade, and I think the story of The Black Parade is, I think it's about death and dying and the stages of going through all of that grief and all of that process of dying and watching your life sort of flash before your eyes. But yeah, again, I think they're really cool and they're really great songwriters. And I'm going to play a couple more songs off of My Chemical Romance's second album, and then I'll get into The Black Parade. But coming up next off of My Chemical Romance's second album is Thank You for the Venom.
Leave it. can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
That last song was Cemetery Drive by My Chemical Romance off their second album. Now, I'm going to play songs off their third album, which is probably their most famous, most popular album, The Black Parade, which again is a concept album, and I think from my guess is about death and the stages of death and the stages of grief, and also when you are dying, your life flashing before your eyes. Now, the first song I'm going to play is going to be called Dead off of that album, which is a great song and has a really awesome guitar riff. But yeah, I don't have too much to say just because, again, I don't know too much about the band, but I know that listen to these songs I'm about to play all off of The Black Parade and think about themes of death and even themes of acceptance in a way, and also sort of thinking about stages of life and canon events in life and scripted events that everybody experiences in life. But yeah, first up is Dead by My Chemical Romance off The Black Parade.
Waiting, baby, to get it right with you.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the black parade.
With all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they say. Gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'll teenage scare the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as I wanna bleed. So talk in your clothes. My
we all go to hell. Mama, we all go to hell. I'm writing this letter and wishing you well. Mama, we all go to hell. Full of lies. Mama, we're meant for the flies. And right now they're building a coffin your size. Mama, we're all full of lies.
Those last four songs were Welcome to the Black Parade, House of Wolves, Teenagers, and Mama by My Chemical Romance off of The Black Parade, their third album. Now I'm going to play two last songs to finish the show. And again, thinking about MCR as songwriters in sort of the grand scheme of things where they have a story to tell with their albums. And I do suggest that after this episode, or maybe the day later or whatever, you go and listen to the two albums I played, their second album and their third album, from front to back on your own time, and to see if you can sort of scope out the narrative. But then, yeah, I think they are very complex songwriters, which is something that you don't really see in the genre of music that they make. But yeah, again, my name is Liam. This has been Revolving Door. And to end the show, I'm going to be playing Cancer by My Chemical Romance and then I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance. So up first is Cancer.
Turn away. If you could get me a drink of water, 'cause my lips are chapped and faded, call my Aunt Marie. Help her gather all my things and bury me in all my favorite colors, my sisters and my brothers still.
guts to say I don't love you like I loved you yesterday.